Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Blah, 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 you know what time it is. They say life a bit tight tonight, boy, we diving in. We got Zach Amico, red dot, headshot, he's a sniper. The Puerto Rican point guard striking like a viper. Yo,
Lewis and Zach are back.
And they came to attack, spilling crack on the track. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back.
Got the Zach and a rattlesnake, spitting straight facts. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back.
For the baby boy.
Lewis and Zach are back.
For them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back.
For them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back.
When they making noise.
What's up, baby boys? It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican rattlesnake, king of things, point guard of podcasting, the original real ass dude, coming at you like Cleopatra in your mama's butt cheek. Zach Amico out right now, went out to JCW Wrestling to do some announcing. Very excited and happy for Zach. We will miss him. My co-host for the day is actually running late. Shannon, we picked a great co-host, too. Jamie Josta, of Hatebreed fame in the band Josta. I was so excited to have him come in, and this cocksucker is at Penn Station currently.
He actually sent me a thing from Amtrak. He's really defending himself.
He wants to prove that he's not lying.
Yes.
No, we believe him. I know he's not lying. Well,
being late is very rock star. Being at Penn Station is not.
Agreed.
Yeah, Shannon, remember I said that Gas Digital thing is going through my arm now? Please fix it. I don't even want to fuck you. Don't even get me going, Shannon. I don't want to deal with this again. Don't make me ask twice. Anyway, welcome to the Lewis and Zach Show. Jamie Josta running late. Two incredible guests in studio right now. Love both of these people for different reasons. One of them I love sexually. One of them I love as an old Jewish friend. And I'm not going to say who's who. You guys can figure it out. Okay?
Sexually.
From the Madhouse right here on the Gas Digital Network, the great Maddie Smith back on the show.
What's up? What's up, Louis J? What's up, Robbie?
What's up, curly girl?
How you guys doing?
Yay, yay.
Morning.
Yay, yay.
Yay, yay, yay.
Also from the Run in Your Mouth podcast and the co-host of the Part of the Problem podcast, formerly of the Gas Digital Network, but now its own platform. Now its own platform, guys. The fucking Part of the Problem platform. One of the fucking co-hosts on that whole thing. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Robbie the Fire Bernstein back on the show.
Thank you, sir.
What's up, kid?
Dude, the lighting in here, I look good. I used to look terrible in this.
No, you look...
I look excellent now.
Well, you guys are both fucking two jars of mayonnaise. You are the whitest
people.
Maybe
that's what it is. I look like I got a little bit of color sitting next to
Compared
Maddie.
To Maddie.
I think so, yeah. You look really tan. I look like asshole.
You guys are... God. You might be the whitest people that I know. Not just, physically in tone, but, your aura, everything about you guys just screams white. And I know you're on Wildin' Out, and you think you have some sort of street cred or
I don't.
Street cred or
no, I don't.
Yeah,
I know that I'm on there because
because you are a fucking cracker, and they think she's fucking so white. This would be funny.
It's not like I'm like, oh yeah, street cred, I'm black. I'm like, I know where I stand.
They know exactly what it is. It's the juxtaposition.
Yeah. Juxtaposition. Then.
Great word.
Lewis, use a word.
It's a great word.
I have some black aura from the black men I've let come inside me.
Come on, Robbie.
That's just...
Robbie, don't say gay shit, dude. We're turning
gross.
Over a new leaf here on the Lewis and Zach Show. We don't do gay jokes on the show. We have an incredible show planned. Shannon, what are we up against today?
So in 1930...
Columbus sailed fast and dirty?
Hey.
No. The Vatican approved rhythm method for birth control.
Rhythm method for birth control. What does that mean?
Kind of like a
pull out.
Pull out. Yes.
The pull out.
Yeah. Rhythm method.
So the Vatican said in 1930 they were like, "Look, you don't have to come and you don't have to cream pie your girl. You're allowed to shoot it on her tits."
And so before that, they were like, "You have to nut in her. You have to nut in her."
By Catholic law, you had to cream pie your bitch.
Because if you don't, then it's not fulfilling the what the sperm could be.
I imagine that Jesus is pushing on my hips when I fuck. I swear to God, every single time.
I don't want
to
do this.
Could he cream pie her mouth in Christian law?
I don't know. Shannon, what about cream pieing in a mouth in Christian law?
In Jewish law, it's just got to end up inside the lady. But
is that really true, the Jewish law?
You can fill that asshole.
Stop
you can fill that mouth. It just has to end up inside the lady.
Really?
The Jews, they waste none, want none.
Wow. Yeah, seriously.
Is that a real thing in Jewish law?
As long as
it's
you're
not allowed to fuck in the ass. Jewish law.
They call
that's true about the cum.
Via shalom kedarko, sex in the improper way.
Shalom kedarko.
Yeah, I think that was the word.
It's Donnie Darko's Jewish cousin.
Yeah,
hilarious.
Come on, folks, I'm here all day.
Shaloka, you're bothering me.
Shout out to everyone in the racist live chat watching right now. All the subscribers at gasdigital.com. You guys are the fucking best. If you guys are not subscribed and you're watching this on YouTube or elsewhere, you should know that we do an uncensored and ad-free version of this show. We don't block out any of the videos we watch. We have a great racist live chat, which we chime in with throughout the entire show. And we do a bonus episode every Friday. So go subscribe to gasdigital.com. Use that promo code LAZ. You save a little bit of cashola. It's the number one way that you can support this show. Shout out to Dope Smoker 314 says green screen sucks. Okay. JDog 92 says fuck you, Lewis. And he spelled Lewis wrong. Okay.
It's not a racist
all right.
Live chat. It's just a mean live chat.
George Smith said this is a good one. Lewis is smooth. Oh, like his brain. Never mind. It wasn't. It was a misdirection. I really thought you had me there. That's
haters.
Okay. That's okay. They hate.
Haters.
They drink the hater rate, but they love me. It's a love hate relationship with the racist live chat. I'm repping the racist live chat right now.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, incredible show. Lots of fun stuff to talk about besides that. But I think it's very fun that the Vatican was like making people cream pie.
I think that's fun.
Yeah.
And then I'm wondering about when they announced that you can rhythmic birth control. Did they have to demonstrate how to pull out?
I never knew the pull-out method was called rhythmic birth control.
Right. I don't think.
Because if you have bad rhythm, it's just
it's over.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
My son's mother got pregnant. Not off of pre-cum, but my move, and I've since learned.
The pull-out reinsert.
The pull-out, but not only just the pull-out reinsert, the pull-out shoot a load, paint the canvas, and then the reinsert. That.
Oh, yeah.
Your dick just pushes that jizz
right in.
I assume that jizz, as soon as it touches the air, it dies, right? It's not.
You're killing off the weak. You want to really make sure that the strongest one.
Doggy, I'm fucking telling you right now, my son was shot outside of his mother's body and then with my dick pushed back into her body.
And yeah, and you pushed it in there. That
was loud.
You pushed it in there.
I pushed it in there.
You stuffed. I've never heard of that happen.
Double stuffed.
I've never heard of that happen.
Like an Oreo.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't like double stuffed Oreos. I like the little, I like the less cream
Oreos.
Oh, you
Oreos. Like the thins?
The little thin bitch ones?
Oh, Lewis gets the thins.
Don't be fucking That's condescending, so cute. Maddie.
Oh, no, it's just better for my figure. It's better for my figure. I love a double stuffed Oreo.
Shannon, what is, how do they announce it to the public? Please.
I don't even know the
You don't know?
To
you
that.
Don't know?
I can't even see her. The rhythmic.
Maddie, how do you feel about a cream pie? Shannon, turn on the sexy music. Maddie, how do you feel about a
prisony
cream pie? Do we ask you about cream pies?
No. You asked me this last time.
No.
Same exact music and question. We're just in the other room.
You call it music?
And what music?
Music?
You put on that music? You got it.
I asked you about a cream pie last time.
And we were sitting on that couch.
He knew
that. And the clip was big.
Oh, it was big. That was the biggest. That was like the first big clip we had on the show.
I know.
I'm trying to recreate big clips.
I got to make those moments again.
You got to ask twice if you're going to get an honest answer and make me hard. So.
True. Yeah. Like I said, say once, say it again. It leaks out 3 days later. Yeah, so that's how I feel about a cream pie.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. So you don't like it.
I've noticed actually more men lately are like they don't want to come in bitches because they're so scared.
Yeah, I haven't been cream pieing bitches, and now I'm also paranoid that women lie about being on birth control. I've hooked up with a few chicks where I'm like, "You on birth control?"
Yeah,
and they're like, "Yeah, of course." And then I'm going like, "So unless I feel like a little fucking metal prong poking into my dick, I don't believe that she's on birth control."
I think even it's like,
I almost always wear condoms, but I've learned my lesson not to cream pie in a lady because then I end up liking them too much.
You like them too much.
Then I start walking away like, my loads, they're in there.
They are.
I got to protect my loads. I can't just release this in the wild.
Yeah, you got to go back for it.
Very often I will be having sex and the fantasy in my mind is, let me impregnate this woman and start a family with her. That's what's going on in my head with a stranger. I'm like, oh, I want to just fucking have a baby with you. And that gets me going. And then I'm like, ugh. And then as soon as I come, I'm like, who are you? Why are you here?
Right.
I need to leave. I think I just committed a crime.
Right. You're a slut.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what I did? I had sex with a girl recently.
High five.
Let's go.
This bitch. This is some wild shit. Mm-hmm.
I haven't had this in a while because I guess girls are a little sluts now, mm-hmm. right? Gals are out there, they're pigging, they know exactly what the fuck's up.
They're choking the men.
They are. Yeah. They really are.
What?
I haven't had that experience.
I've had
two hands.
By the way, same girl choked me. The girl that I'm talking about right now. Fucking loved it.
Did you like that?
You liked
she
it?
She also wanted me to choke her. It was very strange. We're choking each other while we were having sex. It was a bit aggressive.
Aggressive.
That's like autoerotic yeah. asphyxiation with the spotter. I think I could get into it.
Yeah. It's really not bad, dude. Especially if they get the carotid arteries, like a blood choke. Like within 4 seconds, you're like, oh, I'm going out.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So she's choking you.
I'm choking her. We're fucking choking each other. We're fucking.
You both look like Bart Simpson.
So then we both finish, we do our thing. I don't know if she finished. I don't care if she finished. That's not the point I'm trying to make.
It's better for the story.
She finished 3 times.
10 million times.
She started fucking squirting everywhere. This bitch was, she really wanted it and loved it. And nice. It was pure heaven for her. I barely came.
Right.
But once I busted a nut, this was crazy. You're lying in bed naked with a man, Maddie. You just had sex. He pulled out. He didn't cream pie you because you made it very clear in that viral clip. He saw that. That's how you met
exactly.
the guy.
Yep.
He's a Lewis and Zach fan.
He's a rap guy.
He's a Gomite.
Yeah. He's a Gomite. He's a Gomite through and through.
Yep. Oh yeah.
He's lying there. He's got his skank statue on.
He's 5'3". Yep. He smells. He's fat.
Winter tickets dropping for next year.
Where's Skank Fest location going to be? Is this pumping into you?
You fool. Yeah.
As soon as you guys finish having coitus.
Yes.
What is your first move, Maddie? First move.
Piss.
Yeah.
You piss.
Piss.
You piss.
As a bitch, you piss.
This bitch didn't piss.
She just laid there?
She just laid there.
I do have a joke in my stand-up that's like, we don't pee sometimes because we have to hold on to what he's provided. That's why we get UTIs, because we have to be like, call me a good girl again.
Wait, I got wild intel. I always get up to pee. I've never had a lady get up to pee.
That's crazy.
Women. So women have learned that it's like a fucking natural biome down there, right? Yeah. And my dick, there's a certain way, my son's mother, like my dick was like poison to her body.
Right.
She would get a UTI if my dick pointed in the direction of her pussy. It was, but she's old school. She didn't pee after we had sex.
Yes.
Ever.
Right.
Then years later, I'm single. I've fucked all these sluts. And then the first time, like, you're hanging out with some chick and she's like, I gotta go pee. I was like, why? She's like, I'll get a UTI. I'm like, oh, wow, that's some real slut knowledge.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but girls need to do that. So this girl I hooked up with the other night, we finished lying in bed and she's just fucking lying there.
Bruh.
And I'm literally, I was like, why is she not peeing? When is she gonna pee? And then I knew, I was like, she's gonna get a fucking UTI and then she's gonna complain about how I have a dirty dick.
Right.
But I don't have a dirty dick. You don't know how to take care of your pussy.
I'm watching you lay right here.
Yep, I'm watching you not pee after sex. Yeah. You retard.
I take a full shower. I burn my pubic hair.
No, stop it, Robbie. You feel Jewish guilt every time you get laid.
No, I'm a germaphobe. And
he
so
washes
when you're
the
done,
sheet
you're
with
like,
a hole
I'm,
in it.
Is that why you wear a condom? Because you're a germaphobe?
In part.
Like, you're like, you think you're going to catch an STD. STDs are not real. I've never had an STD. I'm letting you know. Yeah. I am a fucking dirty dicked whore bag.
Motherfucker doesn't test.
I don't, I mean, fucking, no, I test. I test at least once a year, sometimes twice a year. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like, because my doctor's like, do you want me to do an STD test too? And to say no would be the most irresponsible thing in the world. To actually verbalize, no, that's okay. I'm just going to wing it for another year. That's fucking psychotic behavior. But no, like I've never gotten literally anything. No clap, no chlamydia, no gonorrhea, probably HPV.
Definitely no claps.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No applause breaks, really.
Right.
No gigs.
No one asking me back.
No one's booking me.
Okay, so she didn't go and did she end up getting a UTI? Or
yes.
No? She did?
Of course she
Hilarious.
Did.
Hilarious.
She's
That's
like,
on
I got
you.
A UTI. I was like,
That's
that, I was like, oh, well, next time do it. And I That's talked to her about you. It. I was like, why don't, I was like, you don't pee after sex? She was like, I just don't have to. I was like, that's, just force yourself.
You have to clean out the system.
Clean out the pipes.
Yeah.
So did you not know that, Robbie?
What?
That women would... have to pee after sex in order to not catch UTIs?
I did not. Look at what I learned coming on the Real Ass Podcast.
I'm surprised you didn't know
the
that.
The fact that myself and that college student that you had sex with can learn these
She was a young girl.
You.
That's the problem.
Right. Yeah, of course.
She was a young gal.
She didn't know.
You don't really learn these things till high school, to be honest with you. So I'm not going to judge her for her being
Exactly. Ignorant. She's still growing.
Yeah, you'd think the other cheerleaders would pass on the knowledge.
Right.
But yeah, dude, if a girl doesn't pee after sex, you're like, yo. You're fucking hardcore, bitch.
Yeah, you're holding that in there. Yeah.
I've had where women almost get like annoyed when you get up to take a full shower and burn your pubes.
Because you don't have to get up and shower. You're fucking scrubbing your dick like she's a dirty bitch.
Right. Yeah.
Like, she's offended. She's like, can we cuddle right now?
Yeah. If I don't shower, then I'm using all the towels to quickly soap and the whole works.
Really? You do all that?
Oh, absolutely.
That's crazy. Nice.
Clean. But apparently, you're supposed to pee, even guys are supposed to pee after sex.
I think it's good to flush things out.
I think your chances of catching like the clap or things like that if you pee directly after sex go down. But Shannon, look that up. I think they go down by a tremendous amount across the board.
Have you ever had where you don't really have to pee, so you got to force yourself to pee, so you got to flush the toilet a whole bunch so they don't hear you farting while you're trying to force piss out of yourself?
That's crazy. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Small Batch Cigar for being a longtime supporter of this show. We love Small Batch Cigar here at the Lewis and Zach Show because they are simple, they're fast, and exactly what they sound like. They deliver you amazing cigars in small batches. There's free shipping on literally every order, and almost every order arrives within 2 to 3 days in the continental United States. Not only do they have the best line of products in the world, I mean, we're talking about the best online tobacconists on the planet. Every brand you're looking for, they got. But they have a bunch of brands that you don't even know of. They have an amazing new section that you can click on when you first get to the website and check out all their new lines of products. And really, the biggest deal about Small Batch Cigars, because they sell you cigars in small batches, they have really fresh cigars, amazingly fresh cigars with the most thorough packaging in the industry. They give you a Bovita pack with every single order, so your cigars stay fresh. Even if they get lost in the mail, your cigar is staying fresh. Smallbatchcigar.com is the website. When you go there, use the promo code GAS10. You're going to save 10% off your order, and you're going to get 5% rewards points. Once again, that is promo code GAS10, GAS10, for 10% off plus 5% rewards points. Okay, where were we? That is crazy.
Did I just overshare?
No, urinating after
sex.
Let's see. No, urinating after sex does not prevent STIs. STIs are contracted when bacteria enters the body through the mucous membrane during sex, and urinating after sex doesn't prevent this. I don't even believe that.
I don't believe Google on that either.
I really don't. I think that they're giving you the responsible answer. Yeah. They're giving you what like a doctor is supposed to tell you. Because if they give you wrong information, they're going to be held liable for some crazy shit. Right. I think if you piss after sex and the girl has a clap, you're less likely to get the clap.
I go with Lewis facts over Google
you
any
goddamn
day.
Right.
Any day. This guy's out here on the streets.
I know a lot of shit. I'm out there living an experienced life. Let's see. Look, we have a bunch of fun things to talk about on today's show. I'm very, very excited. Tonight is the annual Christmas tree lighting at Rockefeller Center. God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you one more time. You get one more. Before I get mad.
I only have two. Luckily, I do not have three. What
racism?
The hell? I sneezed and I turned Indian.
Racism?
Oh, what? I don't know what happened. I need to sneeze again before I can turn white again.
I think you shouldn't break character and just do this the rest of the show.
Yeah, okay, sound good. Oh, they are lighting the tree.
They're lighting the tree.
Fun. I love Christmas.
Do you love Christmas? Do Indians celebrate Christmas?
For sure.
Do they celebrate Christmas in India? They have Christians in India, right?
Oh, in India. I thought you meant like Indians here. Yeah, there's Christians.
Yeah. But are they like real Christians? Like they're celebrating Christmas? Or they're Indian Christians where it's like they're fucking they're involved in some religious war? I think I feel like in those countries, they don't have time for fun.
I bet Pakistan's into Christmas.
You think so?
I think that's why they don't get along.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they hate each other.
Can we see an Indian Christmas tree, Shannon? Please, see if there's...
If there's curry on it?
We can see if there's... I want to see Indian Christmas decorations. I want to see one of those onion domes, but it's wrapped with Christmas lights. Yeah, how fun would that
be? They're so good with Christmas lights, though, the Indian restaurants. So maybe they don't need the Christmas tree because they're just Christmas lights year-round.
When
I first moved here... I think when I first visited here. No, it's when I first moved here. I guess it didn't matter. Okay. Down in the East Village. Oh, right here. Maybe even this block.
Down there.
Is it like a block? It's like a block away, right? There's like an Indian row where it's all cheap Indian restaurants. And when I moved here, this is 2001, it was, I want to say like $7 or $8 for like a fucking 4 or 5 course meal. It was like really cheap. Mm-hmm. And then the Indian guys would stand in front of the restaurants and they would bark you in and they would give you better rates. So even if their sign said $8, they'd be like, no, buddy, $7, don't worry. And then they'd call you, and then they would argue with each other. Mm-hmm. And it was so cheap to eat really, really good Indian food.
Yeah.
And I like Indian food.
I like Indian food.
You like
I
it.
Like that little area over there too. Yeah.
The one with the chili lights?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I remember that one. How do you feel about Indian food, Rob?
I have not eaten Indian food in probably a decade. I do enjoy it, but it's just, it's too dicey. I got a weak Jewish stomach.
When I met Rob, Rob was straight up kosher. It was crazy. Yeah, that was crazy. I was such a delightfully bad influence on Rob. I mean, the amount of things that Rob started getting into because he was hanging out with me. Before Robbie the Fire was hanging out with Dave Smith, he didn't even know who Dave Smith the fucking was. Right. Me and Robbie Bernstein were out in fucking Foxwoods banging drunk bitches.
Right, Foxwoods, dude. Turn up.
Remember those days, Robbie?
Such an event never took place. I don't even know what you're talking about.
You were opening for Lewis back
in the day? I've never been inside the Foxwoods Casino. I've never had sex with a drunk person. Right. I don't know what Lewis is talking about.
Robbie was like this nice little Jewish boy eating kosher. And then next thing you know, he's eating bacon cheeseburgers and banging black chicks. It fucking rules.
That's all you need is 3 months with Lewis to undo 20 years of yeshiva.
That's right.
Yeah, seriously.
That's the exact ratio.
I was a great influence on you, Robbie.
Yes.
I opened up your eyes to a lot of things in the world. Give me the top three things that you've learned from Lewis J. Gomez.
Ooh, top three.
And there's a lot of things.
Well,
when I used to
hang out with Mr. Lewis more, I had much better game. And it's because I would copy your tricks. It was like working on a sales floor.
I want to know from your perspective, what are my tricks? You're right. You did sort of shadow me.
You had great moves. When I used to hang out with you in LOL, I used to have some game. One of the best ones was the taking the phone and then just looking through pictures.
Easy, Rob. Can we edit that, please, Shannon? I got in trouble one time. I did that to a girl.
I mean, I haven't thought. I don't have that aggression anymore because I'm not around you just watching it work. Because it instantly turns things sexual.
Well, so
instantly
back...
it changes the whole vibe of hanging out with the person.
So right now, like our phone has become a much different thing. Our phone has become a portal to everything, right? Yeah. So you have my banking on it. I have my fucking social media. I have everything. Like literally, you can get my fucking credit cards off of my phone. You can get my social security number. You can get everything. If you have my phone,
everything.
You can get everything.
Literally everything.
Back in the day, it really was just text messages and pictures,
right?
There was a little bit of social aspect, and that was fine. But like for the most part, it wasn't like you couldn't steal somebody's life if you got their phone.
Right.
So people would leave their phones unlocked. Like you would find a phone in the back of a taxi back in the day, and you go through the pictures, and there's just naked pictures. You're
true.
Like,
yeah,
yeah, and yeah, that doesn't happen at all anymore.
Right.
But they
didn't have all that face ID and passcode.
They didn't have any of that
shit.
So what I would do is I'd say to a girl, like, oh, my phone died. I got to make a phone call. Can I use your phone? And she'd be like, sure. And then she'd give me her phone. And then I'd be like, oh, how do you use this phone? And I'm just like looking for nudes and like, And then here's the thing. You're not doing it. Don't be an asshole, Maddie.
I'm not.
I was trying
to be funny with my reaction.
No, you were being a fucking girl.
Okay, no, Lewis, I've been on the show 5 million times. I literally went, to be comedic. It was a comedic. And then Robbie didn't look at me, so I got fucking...
Don't be so dramatic, Maddie, okay? Calm it down a little bit, okay?
I bet they're ugly bitches.
They were hot. They were hot. And here's the thing. You don't do... It's not rapey. It seems rapey. It definitely seems rapey.
But did they have nudes? Were they...
Always.
Yes. They always had nudes.
Always.
Really?
You don't do it in a way... You're not doing it behind their back. What you're doing is you're doing it in a way where they do catch you. You want them to catch you.
So they're going to be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, then they're like, oh my God, give me that back. And then you're like, oh, let me just see it. And then if you get her to show you the naked photo, then you are fucking ready to rock, right? It's all manipulation. It's all evil.
P&D.
But it's not exactly as rapey as it sounds.
I got a great
one. Alan Page. Alan Page in the racist live chat just says Lewis sucks. Lewis sucks. Alan, if you don't apologize right now, you're banned for 6 days straight.
Oh my!
You know, I'm not gonna be told that I suck when I'm giving great fucking ideas. If I was sucking, I would take it. But now when we're giving brilliant advice to fucking would-be...
creeps out there.
Creeps out there.
Right.
Creeps in training.
I know.
Wait, can I got a great Lewis story.
Please. Okay.
I did not know Lewis very well, if at all. And this was back at the original LOL when we barely had that green room off the side of whatever. This was early, early LOL. I was just hanging out trying to get on for check spots. And Lewis pulled the move on me where he goes, I left my phone at home. I got to look something up. Do you mind if I look something up? And he takes my phone. And then I see this little twinkle in his eye. And I take my phone back. And he had taken a dick pic that was on my phone and was tweeting it out going, check this. And I literally got my phone from him at the last second. And I was like, I don't even know this guy. And that's also, I wasn't even mad. I was just like, that's so funny.
Yeah.
And luckily I grabbed my phone at the last second.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Once again, you're naming awesome things. Alan, does that suck?
Once again, I'm the
you
shit.
You cocksucking motherfucker. Alan, you piece of shit.
Alan.
Did he say? Did he apologize? Let me see. Everyone else is now saying Lewis sucks. That's okay. You guys are all okay. But
it's Alan. So you Alan get to
has to apologize.
I don't currently have that kind of swagger. This was a decade ago, but that move works so well because it just pivoted the conversation to getting them excited, and like it just pivoted to sexual immediately.
Yeah, they're right. They're showing you their naked bodies. I did it one time with a girl being flirty with her. Right, she's like, "Oh my god, let me see." And then I was like, "Let me see." So she showed me. Then she like gave me the phone. Then I sent the picture to myself.
Ooh, yeah, you took it too far. You're a gambler. You gotta push it.
That I took it too far in this instance. Okay.
And then you deleted that you had sent it, or you didn't get it?
No, I didn't. I didn't care that she. So once again, this wasn't trying to be shady. I was trying to be aggressively flirty with her.
Right.
I was trying to cross a line. Girls like the line to be crossed a little bit. It's like choking each other. You know?
Right.
They want the line to be crossed a little bit.
Every so often, a little roofie.
Turns out this bitch, and by the way, she was being shady. She was being flirty. She was showing me naked pictures of herself. I send it to myself. She goes off into the world. I'm like, all right, maybe we'll talk to this girl one day. I get a text message from her being like, I can't believe you fucking sent that picture to yourself, you asshole. My boyfriend went through my phone and saw that, and he thinks I sent you that picture. And I was like, oh, shit. First of all, I didn't know you had a boyfriend. Yeah. That's kind of on you, you fucking little piggy.
And y'all were talking about her nudes.
Yeah, she was showing me her nudes. It was fucking crazy. And I did feel really guilty about that for a long time, until right now. As I'm replaying it in my head, I'm like, I did nothing wrong.
She wasn't mad about the picture. She was mad about the boyfriend.
She got in trouble.
She was mad she got caught.
Yeah. Because if I have a boyfriend and I'm with you, oh, look at my nose. That's disrespectful to your man. See.
That is. Preach, Maddie.
Yeah.
Let the women out there listening to the Real Ass Podcast know.
All the girl listening.
let's see. Dead Rev says, Maddie is definitely sucking off Lewis.
Right now in studio. Don't believe the green screen.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to those very true noises because
Maddie
Lewis
has never sucked me off. I'll make it very clear.
Yep, we have a very professional working relationship.
When she came on Gas Digital, that was it. All the time she'd be in my DMs trying to like get weird. But I put up a wall there. I said, as soon as you're a Gas Digital person, I was like, that's that.
I had to think about it for months.
I know.
Before
signing, because you knew that was going to be the end of that.
Yep.
Wow, it's the new HR department era of Gas Digital.
Yep. You know it. I am feeling pretty good, by the way. I am day 3 of not smoking weed.
Let's
interesting.
Go.
Day 3 of actual sobriety. No drinking, no smoking weed, no nothing. And
just testosterone and leg squats.
And for what? For what do you do this for?
He's bettering himself. Look at the shine and glow he has. Are you not? I'm picking up on this high energy.
I'm just trying to better myself. I'm trying. Well, I feel like I'm at a crossroads in my life, and there's a lot. There's so many things going on. People, you guys, by the way, you guys out there, you see 6% of what's going on. There's 94% of what's going on in my life. You have no fucking clue how much is going on. I've quantified this. I've actually broken it down. Specifically, 94%. 6% of my life is public. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's so many things, so many moving pieces. It's all fucking coming together right now in such crazy ways. And I feel like I'm getting high, and I'm trying to get rid of probably very important anxiety.
Understood.
Anxiety that needs to be there. That's my body saying, doggy, turn left, don't turn right. Doggy, stop talking to this person. Doggy, make sure you continue to do that. Make sure you... And I'm constantly just, I noticed it yesterday. I was really bored yesterday. And what I would do is I'd get bored and I'd be like, oh, I just want to get high right now. That's it.
Me too.
I just want to get high. I want to get bored. And that's and then you're not even doing anything. I go and I get high and then I feel real high for like a half an hour and I feel like something is happening, but absolutely nothing's happening.
At all.
If we crunch the math, I feel like you spend more than 6% of your life just on podcasts.
No. Mm. Nope. That's not true, Maddie.
How many hours a day do you spend podcasting?
I do 1, 2, 3 Lewis and Zach's a week, 2 Legion of Skanks a week, 1 Story Wars a week, and 1 Regs every other week.
So how many hours is that?
7 hours a week or so.
No, it's more than that. I'd say.
Right, Skanks is like...
Skanks is an hour and a half to 2 hours.
16 to 20.
It's probably like nine.
We don't have to get math into
9, 10 hours. 9, 10 hours.
I gotta get 10 hours. So no weed, no drink. Let's rock.
I'm gonna do it when I'm on vacation. That's when I'm gonna take a vacation, get really high, get really drunk. I'm just gonna see if I could deal with it. But I'm actually. So everyone keeps on talking about the really vivid dreams that are supposed to come back. That's like a thing that happens when you quit smoking weed. If you smoke a lot of weed, hasn't happened yet.
I think because when I've obviously not taking a break, but when I have, it was like a weekend. That's when you start.
Oh, it's a full weekend?
Yeah. And then you start.
Crazy dreams.
Yeah, you gotta get all the shit.
Are they scary though, or are they fucking
just
vivid?
Like, you wake up like, what the fuck?
It's like a movie.
Vivid, yeah.
Yeah, I remember this. This did happen in the past, but it hasn't happened yet.
So yeah, you gotta clean it out a little bit.
Yeah.
Are you on any meds or anything?
No. Nope.
Like, oh well.
Nothing. Yeah. No. I'm really just trying to fucking just raw dog life.
It's fun.
It's a lot. It's
Are you
intense.
Also 3 days off alcohol or longer off drinking?
No, I drank at Skankfest, but I was off of alcohol for months before that.
Mostly off, okay.
So, like, yeah, it's, I'm not gay. I'm not being like, ooh, you got to, like, I'm not, you will never hear me to tell anybody else to stop smoking and drinking.
Yeah, you can do it for
yourself. If you can fucking handle your shit, and by the way, I can handle my shit. I want to see what sobriety is like at this stage in my life, and I want to see if I can level up in certain areas of my life, and I think, you know, it's just an experiment. So we'll see what happens.
Do you smoke weed?
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a...
I also, like, when I get bored, I'm like, oh, I'll smoke weed. Especially if you're on board.
I try and reserve that stuff for when I know I'm traveling the next day, because it's kind of a burn day anyways.
Mm.
Yeah, and I try and avoid it when I'm at home. That's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I smoke all day, every day. I was drinking. I was starting to drink earlier and earlier in the day. So, yeah, being sober is good. Sober Lewis sucks. Lewis, you're gay. Lewis is a faggot. Lewis looks stressed. Blah, 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 blah. First of all, fuck faces. How many times have I talked about stopping drinking? Shannon, how many times have I even talked about not drinking anymore? Maybe 3 times on the show since I stopped?
A handful.
Ooh.
A small handful.
Shannon.
That could be three.
I don't know how big the words are.
I find when I'm drinking and smoking, I can't tap into the things that I find important, such as just if I was smoking the night before, I don't want to read the news and prepare for part of the problem.
Exactly.
And so, like, I'll sit there and I'll force myself to do it.
Yeah, you're making me want to smoke. I'm like, that actually sounds like a reason.
No, I'm just saying, like, I'll sit there and I'll force myself to do it, but I don't have, like, my better ideas, or if I'm writing jokes, I kind of want to quit a lot sooner.
That side of it as well, I'm kind of excited foggy. About. So yeah. I haven't... Last time I was sober has been years. And I've leveled up a lot as a comedian since that time. And I'm working on a brand new hour, and my new, it's already the best shit I've ever done. I want to see if I spend 6 months being like really sober before I film the special. Like, maybe my writing will just fucking take the fuck off. It'll turn into a whole other perspective and a whole other thing. So
this is a douchey way to state it.
Please.
But I find that my receiver for ideas that I'll get excited about or want to explore comedically is just very dulled. If I've been smoking weed and drinking.
Yeah. And then when you're not, you're like.
Yeah, like, yeah. I'll just start reading the news and like getting excited for jokes and stuff. And if I've just been smoking a bunch of weed the last 3 days, I'm just standing there and I don't want to be there and I have no good ideas. And I think that the news is just not interesting, but it's really just me that I've kind of dulled myself.
I don't know how his whole thing online, how does he not, like, that? It gives me anxiety. When I read Dave's page, it's like he's constantly in. It's not like I get into dumb arguments. I'll be on a plane, just some guy will be like, yeah, Lewis, you fucking suck. And then I'll retweet him like, you suck, faggot. Like, that's as deep as it really goes.
Yeah, then you put on your neck pillow.
There's nothing else really. Like, it's just kind of surface area. Like, yeah, fuck you. You suck. Fuck you. You're a fucking egghead. Well, like, nobody really. It's not. Dave, like, really cares about what he's arguing. And the people that he's arguing with really fucking care. And they go at each other, like, on a whole other level where I'm like, how do you not want to just, like, take a break from that?
Right.
And then it escalates into him actually doing the debates with these people.
Yeah, it's wild.
I can't engage with people online like that.
I couldn't imagine. It would just give me anxiety all day long. I don't want to fucking... I have to stop
myself. If I get started, I get so mad. I just get so mad the second I start having to respond to you and formulating an argument.
Yeah.
And then I just stop because I'm like, I don't know who this person is. I don't need to have a conversation with them. This is done.
You only know 94% of what they're... 6% of what they're...
That is true. Shannon, what is up? Let's bring up this story. There was a guy who was asked to leave a restaurant for scaring customers.
Oh, it's about you.
But he was disfigured. No, he wasn't just being a real ass dude.
No, that's gross. Stay home. You know that about yourself.
He was disfigured, and I guess he had a really fucked up face. But you can't ask somebody to leave a restaurant. Is he suing the restaurant, Shannon?
No, so this
guy boils on his face. If it looks like you're going to give other people what you have,
did you see? You saw the story,
dude. It looks like a hemorrhoided.
Ew.
It's like Danny Polachek with a car accident that turned into hemorrhoids.
Ew.
No, that's actually not the picture I saw. I saw that one. That's the one I saw.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. But I mean, you can't. You still. He's not so disfigured. You asked him to leave.
I would not ask him.
How do I know that that's not contagious?
No, it's not,
dude.
I mean, I look at that guy's face. I'm like, I'm gonna turn into an alligator. Also,
Robbie. I mean, the amount of pain that the Jewish people have caused to the world. You have nerve. You have a lot of nerve, Robbie.
You see that one? At least if I can see the eye, I'm like, maybe this guy had like a car accident. But if I just see the boils, I'm like, holy shit, there's a leper eating in the restaurant.
I wouldn't
look at that guy and say, get him out. Especially New York City, you're like, oh, just another person.
I saw a guy on an airplane recently, and he had like, it was like, he had like whatever was like growths, but they were all drooping. Like, so his whole head was like fucking droopy dogs coming out of everywhere. Right. And it was like, I just felt so bad for this guy. And I had to stop myself from asking to be removed from the plane, but I stopped myself, Robbie. Yes. That's the difference.
You see, he looks like a poor person's bath mat. And so if I ran the restaurant, just to be kind, I would say, sir, we would like to comp your meal.
Yes, it was this.
You're right.
This guy has bunch of ball sacks on his face. That's inappropriate for children to see.
What is that called?
And a vagina in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy's got a bunch of fucking heavy ball sacks hanging from his face.
It's the same disorder.
It's the same disorder as that other guy.
Neurofibromatosis.
Oh, okay.
So this guy just has it way worse.
Yes, yeah.
He has ball sacks. The other guy just has one flap.
He looks like,
I'm starting to feel guilty like this is going to... I'm going to end up with this disease for making fun of them. So, I apologize, sir. You should be able to eat wherever you'd like.
Robbie, magic's not real. You're not going to get the disease for making fun
of it. Thank you. See, this is why we have to hang out more.
True. Magic isn't real. None of that actually exists. You don't have to wish when it's 11-11.
Right.
If you step on a crack, it's not going to break your mama's back, Robbie. Okay.
Jewish women don't have to wear wigs. But what do I know?
11-11. I've never.
You
tried
don't
that.
Have to fuck through a hole machine, Robbie.
It's all good.
Magic's not
it.
Real.
You just
fucking.
I don't know. I feel like this 11-11 thing. I never gave that any real thought.
You never thought about
that.
That
was an old great. Big J used to have the silliest, funniest jokes. When Big J first started comedy, he was like a silly act. He was very dirty, but it was all like silly visuals.
Yeah.
And like when I fell in love with his comedy, but one of his silly jokes that I remember when he was like 5 or 6 years in. He was like, I'm Jewish, so I have to have sex through a hole in the sheet. He was like, I don't even have sex. I just get a blowjob. Sounds like I'm being blown by a ghost.
Hilarious. That's so funny.
Fucking Big J. Classic Big J. He used to have another one where he would talk about how he had to learn karate, but he was poor. So he had to learn karate through a series of household chores around the house. But his only chore was vacuuming the carpet. So he would vacuum the carpet all day long to practice. He was like, now when I went to school the next day, I did not kick or punch, but I jerked off 8 guys in a row. I was
right there. That's funny.
Oh, Silly Jay.
Silly Jay.
Silly Jay. Love it. Yes, Jay used to write jokes, Benny and the Jets in the Racist Live Chat. Jay used to be quite the joke writer.
Mm-hmm.
Then he became a storyteller for a while, and then he became a crowd work aficionado. And that is the progression of Jay. He became lazier and lazier as he progressed. Instead of getting a better work ethic and just becoming, you know, the best ever, he just was like, you know what? I'm really good. I don't need to work.
You know what? I'm going to sit on the stool.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
I'm tired. I've been standing for a while.
All day. 10-minute set, I'll be sitting on that stool.
But, I mean, genuinely, one of the funniest people on the planet. Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Yo Delta for supporting today's show. Love YoDelta.com. If you guys like to get high, they have amazing vapes and gummies that get you super duper high. I'll tell you right now, guys, I'm taking a little bit of a weed break right now. But this was, if you ever saw me smoking a vape pen, every single time it was YoDelta. Because Delta 8, it gets you just as high as regular weed. It's legal everywhere. It can be shipped right to your door. It really is an incredible, incredible product. It comes from the same hemp plant. It's just a little bit of a different molecular structure. That's why it can be sold in most places legally. So if you're over the age of 21 years old and you live in the majority of states where it is legal, just go to YoDelta.com. Get your order delivered right to your door this holiday season. And use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 25% off your order today. All right, where were we? Let's see. So Shannon, this guy was asked to leave. Tell me the story. What happened here?
So this happened in the UK, and he was in this neighborhood because he was...
Before you say that, can I also say that I do feel, when I'm sober, I feel like I'm on about 150 milligrams of Adderall. So I'm on fucking fire right now.
Yeah, you're lit.
Just so you guys know, I'm fucking energy through the walls.
You're lit. We're kind of feeling just watching it.
I like it.
You're goddamn right.
This guy lived in the UK. I didn't know that.
No, that's terrible.
Everyone's ugly there, and they're telling him he's ugly?
Yeah, it's more offensive in the UK.
Yeah. big ass teeth. Oh, you can't sit in here.
Oh, look at your fucking face.
What have done to you?
Mate, your face is grotesque. You got to leave this cafe,
what
mate.
What happened? You got in a fight with a hyena, yeah?
Also, nobody wants to eat at a British restaurant anyway. So he should have been like, okay.
Okay.
Or I guess I'll leave. I don't want to eat these bangers and mash, mate.
Oh, sorry. My face already looks like beef Wellington. A Yorkshire pudding fucking face.
Shannon, tell me what happened. Give me.
So he was getting treatment at a local hospital and he was tired of the lunch at the hospital. So he's like, oh, let me walk around and go and grab a bite to eat.
No, he wasn't tired. His face is a tire, Shannon. You read that wrong.
So
thanks, folks.
Hey.
Good.
So he looked at the menu of this local restaurant. He's like, oh, this looks good. So he went up to the front.
He's like, oh, this looks pretty appetizing. Oh, it's a mirror. Never mind.
Oh, wait.
I'm looking at it. It's my face.
Oh, I thought that was shepherd's pie.
I thought I was looking at
I thought that was beans on toast, but it was my chin.
A pile of blood pudding, but it's my eye.
Oh, me, it's my eye. It's blood sausage or is it my lips?
This isn't the carving station.
Yeah, his head's on the cutting board.
Mm. Go ahead.
Beef. So he went up to the front to order food, and he said that before he was even able to order the food, the staff asked him to leave because they were getting complaints for customers saying that he was scaring them.
Who would complain?
I get it all the time.
Who would complain?
All good.
That's crazy to complain about it. Just an unattractive person.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
It's so LA.
That's not fair.
I don't know. Do those boils smell? They look like they might smell.
You can't fucking, doesn't matter if they smell. You can't do anything about it.
I think you can pay and leave. That's what you can
look,
do.
If he was getting in my public pool, we'd have a conversation. I would maybe contact a lifeguard.
Right.
I'm not sharing a body of water with his fucking, the holes in his body. That's crazy. But this is a restaurant. Just don't look.
Agreed.
Yeah. So, what are you going to do?
I don't even know.
Shannon, let's see. There's an OnlyFans star who's going viral right now. I see a lot of people talking about this girl. She made $43 million in a year.
Oh, this bitch.
On OnlyFans.
And she's a virgin.
And she's a
Christian virgin.
Virgin
with quite the body.
Quite the body. Can we see her first?
Yeah. Here we go.
She's cute. Okay. Hello.
Okay.
It's not very Christian of her.
Okay.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. I don't love it.
I don't
think
she's
$43 million a year.
It's not $43 million a year. Sophie Rain. I mean, she's hot. Obviously, she's very hot. Nice big fucking fat ass, thick thighs. Love it.
She's one of them pogs.
So here's the thing. The whole thing, the marketing on it is she's a Christian virgin. She's 20 years old. That's that. It is just marketing. We don't really know what's going on there.
We only know 6%.
I think,
maybe 6% of what's going on in this girl's life.
Exactly.
I can't prove this in any capacity, but I think OnlyFans is a big old scam where every once in a while they pump a lot of money into single accounts. They get headlines like that and people are convinced that they should go on OnlyFans.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
It might not even... I have no idea like what the deal is, but like
every time I see a fat mom in the New York Post and it goes, this lady's making $300,000 a month on OnlyFans, that means OnlyFans is just depositing that into that account and calling up the New York Post.
Right.
Also I see this happen a lot. There's sometimes like just whore publicists, and that's what they're doing, right?
No, just claiming it.
Yeah, it'll be like or maybe it's real or maybe it's not, but it'll just be like, mom quits her job as a second grade school teacher because their OnlyFans blows up, and that'll make it in like the newspaper. But every time that's a paid advertisement in one way or another, whether it's the girl's publicist, it's the girl doing it, if it's OnlyFans, maybe it's OnlyFans. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
And is there anything sadder than publishing your nudes online and finding out no one cares?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the problem, is there's like an open mic stage of being an online whore.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, you don't know that you're making money until you've spread your butthole for no
Literally.
Money. I say this all the time about comedy. It's like
same thing as comedy.
You don't know until you're 10 years in, you don't know if this is going to be your career, right? Sometimes it happens, people get fast tracked, but most of the time, 99% of the time, it's about a decade before you know if this is going to be an actual career where you could really make money. And you have to invest that 10 years leading up to it blindly and just hope that it's going to maybe turn into something. With comedy, it's your whole social life, it's your friends, it's, you know, it's also like a scene, and it's kind of fun and romantic, and having three roommates in Brooklyn and being poor and not being able to afford anything and going out for drink tickets, that's all part of like kind of a, when I think back, I think of it fondly.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? No girl that was spreading her asshole for no money is going, that was a great time.
Oh, the grind. Oh, God, I love that come up. You know what I mean?
You know, but that's the truth. And made I think that you don't know until you know.
Right. True. I mean, I would, yeah.
I guess maybe
I can't imagine being an OnlyFans and you're like not making a lot of money.
You might as well post the butthole, see if you got the golden butthole.
Right.
You know, it could be $43. It's the butthole lottery.
So, Shannon, is there any more to this story? About this girl, she's 20, she's a Christian, virgin.
I have, she said, because she was posting the amount of money that she made, so here, she posted this showing that it's a $43
million. Dollars.
Insane.
And then also she posted that there's, that there's one particular guy who is like her biggest spender, and she spent, hold on, I gotta find it. Yeah, but this one guy spent like,
that's called the Saudi Arabian account that owns OnlyFans.
It was over $4 million from this one particular
one guy. $4
million. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the OnlyFans bonus account.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, seriously. Just pumping it in.
Yeah, there's who's spending $4 million? Like, why don't just pay the subscription fee as everyone, like, what benefits come with the $4 million spend?
Yeah,
private. Like, so you're never on OnlyFans, obviously. You're showing your ass right now because the way you're talking about it, you're like, well, just get the account. Well, No. You tip them, and then they send you, like, personalized shit, custom shit. You can get private video chats with them. The $9 a month or the $10 a month is just the sort of, or sometimes a lot of these girls will do it for free. It's a free OnlyFans subscription, and they don't have their nudes. It'll just be like sexy photos. It'll be like ones that are sort of edited or whatever. And then if you can buy their videos, buy their photos, you can fucking, honestly, a lot of them are just hookers, and you could buy their services too, I've heard.
Stupid question. Right.
There are no stupid questions, only stupid people.
Stupid person, JK. Stupid question. When you're like, oh, I got access to her videos now, can you download those or no? Oh, really?
Yeah. So here's the other thing. So people will share in the racist live chat all the time Karen Feehan's, like, her butthole and vagina and titties and whatnot, which is great. And Karen, in the beginning, she got mad. She was like, you know, can you tell your people to stop sharing?
Right.
And I was like, first of all, if I tell them to stop, they're going to just do it more. The one guy I said, he called me stupid. Literally, the whole fucking stupid. So there's no telling him to stop. But what I told Karen, I was like, Karen, you understand the way men work, okay? We see an image, we jerk off to it one time, we're done with it. Right. We will never go back, once in a blue, maybe, you don't really go back to that image, right? If it's porn, maybe if it's some shit in your phone, your chick or whatever, but if it's like a porn type thing, I'm not going back to like an image. Now that I'm introduced to her naked body, I'm like, oh, I want to see more. I want variety, I want videos. So it's actually the best thing in the world for the racist live chat to be sharing these photos. That's how I gaslit Karen to not take out a lawsuit against my company.
Yeah, it's exposure.
Yeah.
The more people that see your little photos, they're going to come join.
100%. And that's that. And there's way more. Out of the fucking few hundred people that are watching this right now in the racist live chat, maybe a couple of them, you might have had the potential to subscribe for your OnlyFans, but now that they're seeing you naked, I guarantee you she got like 100 people subscribing because they were like, oh shit, Karen's hot naked. Let me go fucking subscribe now.
Right.
So yeah, carry on, boys.
Do you subscribe to a number of OnlyFans?
Maybe.
It's like anything else.
Well, no, I had an OnlyFans for a while. Got rid of it because my ex was like, yeah, you can't fucking be looking at girls on OnlyFans. Right. I was like, sure, I have no problem.
Makes sense, I think.
Got rid of it altogether. No, what happened? Can I tell that story?
Yeah,
try to think what I'm allowed to tell. Yeah, I'm allowed to tell. No, it was like early in the relationship. I was subscribed to people's OnlyFans.
Yeah. And she found out?
She found out because there was one girl, like I was, this is when me and my chick were like a month or two in our relationship, me and my ex. There was one girl that was subscribed to OnlyFans that I had hooked up with in the past. Like this is just a girl that I knew that I also happened. She gave me a free subscription. It was a paid thing, but she gave me a free subscription. I happened to have it still. I hadn't looked at it in a while, but I was chatting with that girl just like in DMs one day. And I was like, oh, you haven't posted your OnlyFans in a while. And she's like, what do you want to see? And I said, my cock in your mouth. Now, I understand why when your girlfriend finds these things, they will freak out. But it was also like, I wasn't actually like, I wasn't trying to fuck this chick.
Right.
I genuinely was. It was just like, you're just, it's an innocuous thing. You're just like,
you're texting. Bored taking a shit. You're high.
That's literally what it was. It was not, I wasn't like trying to like jerk off to her. It was just a dumb thing.
For 4 seconds, you were excited. So and this is what happened. Life is about.
This is what happened. No. But so I posted a picture with like my girl. It was like our year anniversary or whatever. And then this girl hit me up and she's like, oh, it's been a year. She's like, does your girl know that like 9 months ago you texted me this? And I was like, no. I was like, but like, I didn't even go into the nuance there. I was like, we were long distance. It wasn't even a thing. Yeah. It was, at the time, it wasn't even a thing.
It was fresh.
So then that girl reached out to my ex with a screenshot being like, look what you're fucking, and it became a whole fucking thing. And my girl was like, you got to delete your OnlyFans. And I was like, this is like such a fucking dumb, like such a stupid fucking thing. I could have banged that chick anytime I wanted to. It was such a fucking retarded thing. So that's why I deleted my OnlyFans altogether, the entire account.
Understood. Yeah.
And why do you think that the OnlyFans lady bothered to step into a relationship?
Because women are cunts. I'm sorry, Maddie.
Bitches be looking up.
There's no guy would do something like that in a million fucking years. No guy in a million years would ever do something like that. They would never try to ruin a relationship. It wasn't, I could see if I was trying to like hook up with this girl and I was like continuously messaging her. It was literally one fucking innocuous comment, some stupid fucking thing. It was wrong, obviously. You can't fucking say shit like that. But it like legitimately like was like a whole fucking thing. It was also from, I was like, I told my girl, I was like, babe, I was like, you were like, we were new. I was like, I didn't even know if we were ever going to like be, we were long distance. We were just like seeing each other in different cities. So,
right.
Fuck that bitch.
And you dropped bank on that anniversary dinner.
Well, I really did drop bank on that anniversary dinner. It was a nice dinner.
Smoking drinks and stuff like that.
Guys just don't fucking, guys don't do shit like that.
They stay out of,
I'm not.
I think we're just quicker to take the L.
It wasn't even like she was taking an L. This girl wasn't taking an L. It was so bizarre. I was just like, why? Like, what is it? She was like, yeah, girls got to look out for girls sometimes. That's what she said. I was like,
but you're
that's some crazy shit. Girls, you're not looking out for girls. You're just,
she's not a girl because you're paying for her services.
Well, I wasn't paying for her services.
But she's not, it's like different than, in my opinion.
It was all
a random girl than someone you're,
that situation services. Right there. I mean, that happens. I mean, every day. That's not even considered a crazy bitch. That is just a chick. And they hide it under the guise of like, you know, girls got to help each other out. But it's not that. You're actually just catty fucking bitches. And you like dropping little bombs in people's lives and walking away from it and having nothing to do with it. And be like, bye. You move on.
See, I guess it's kind of like a prank.
Yeah, it's a little prank.
A little prank.
It's her version of looking through a girl's photos.
Yeah, I guess.
And right. Sending it to herself.
Let's do some plugs real quick. We're rolling here. I'm assuming Jamie Joss is not making it to the show, Shannon.
He's still stuck, sending me pictures of the crowds.
I can't hear you over heavy rock music. Generic rock music is actually the exact tone of your voice, so it just blended in. Shannon went, I think you're gonna come in here 20 more minutes. He's in a cab.
Shannon could confess to murder at a rock show.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
He's still stuck. He has made no progress.
Bro, how?
And he sent me a picture.
Well, Lazy Legome says, nah, Lewis is wrong. Paying for a girl's OnlyFans and messaging her while having a girlfriend is simp gay shit. Shut up, faggot.
Yeah, that guy
actual
sucks.
Fucking homosexual. Like, real deal, actual guy who sucks penises, you fucking pussy. You little bitch. Ugh. Shannon, time him out for 15 minutes. He gets 15 minutes for being an actual homosexual.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Pace gay.
I'm sorry. Let's go. All right, Lisa Legum, you laughed. You gave me an LOL. Fine, you can keep him in. He's got one more chance, Shannon. All right. Maddie, what are you plugging on?
Hey, what's up, you guys? Maddie Smith Comedy. Tickets are now live for a bunch of Wilkin shows. We're coming to Boston, Atlanta, San Diego, D.C., Baltimore. Bunch of shows coming up. Everything is live on my website, maddiesmithcomedy.com. And also, Gas Digital Family. Check out Madhouse Podcast. Moving to these studios soon, so we're about to have a fucking party hosted with Allie Mae. Check it out.
Love it. Robbie the Fire.
Beautiful. I just put out a comedy special live from the Denver Comedy Garage, not an actual place. It's up for free on my YouTube. Please go check that out. And then I got my podcast, Run Your Mouth, and some live dates coming soon.
very, very cool. Guys, come see me on the road. Go to my website, lewisofskanks.com. While you're there, by the way, you guys can sign up for my new mailing list, brand new mailing list on the front page. You guys are going to get, I'm talking about first dibs on all information, everything Gas Digital, everything Skankfest. I'm giving it to my email list. You guys get the location of Skankfest, the dates of Skankfest before anybody else. And I'm also doing a bonus solo podcast, the Lewis Journal podcast, just for subscribers to this email list. It is just me talking shit about life, a little bit more of a serious tone, just talking about everything from fitness to fucking being a good dad and trying to grow and be a better person. So if you guys want to have any of that, go to my website, subscribe to my email list, and it's up there right now. The email list is on the front page right now. So if you go there, you can just click a button. And but yeah, come see me on the road this month. I'm at the Gramercy Theater December 11th with the Regs. That's next week. Then December 12th, I'm at the Dojo of Comedy. Zach Amico's coming with me to those shows, which is pretty fucking sweet. And then I'm in Emias, Pennsylvania, Emias Theater on December 13th with Naeem Ali, which is going to be a blast.
Oh, that's fun.
Love Naeem. He's the man. Creek and Cave, Austin, Texas, December 20th through the 22nd. Doing a Depraved on the 22nd with a bunch of my friends down there. And then, yeah, New Year's Eve is sold out. But next year, 2025, the brand new tour, the Bring Five Friends Tour, coming to a city near you. I already have a bunch of tickets up for January. Zany's Rosemont, North Charleston, South Carolina, Naples, Florida. I believe today Ottawa and Montreal are going up for January as well. But I'll give you guys some idea. All these are confirmed. Columbus, Winnipeg, Philadelphia, San Diego, Houston, Fort Collins, Long Island, Boston, Kansas City, Portland, Maine, Key West, Arizona, Appleton, Tacoma. I mean, these are all coming up next year for this tour, all before I film my next special, which is going to be July 12th. Tickets officially up July 12th, Tampa Side Splitters, my next hour-long special. It's going to be the best one I've ever done. I'm spending the next 6 months being sober just to work on this special and just to bring you guys the best version of myself. So come out and support that. Get those tickets. It's already selling out. So get them early. Don't wait until, you know, a couple months before, because that will sell out very quickly. And, yeah, make sure you check out all my other podcasts, The Regs, Story Wars, America's number one game show, and obviously the legendary Legion of Skanks. Hell yeah. I will say, Benny and the Jets in the Racist Live Chat, he has the same taste as me and women. Every time he posts a naked chick in the Racist Live Chat, I'm like, that's a great, I was like, who is that bitch? Benny. Every time. Shannon, pull up the latest one.
Benny.
Some fucking hot chick with big tits.
Whoa!
Is that AI? It might be AI.
That's not real.
Yeah, that's AI.
That is not a real photo.
God damn it.
Lewis.
She's great, though.
Send me her at. Smarter child.
It's AI. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Them tits are too good.
They were nice titties. I think this is crazy, this story. It said, Dear Abby, my wife didn't tell me she was a victim of child rape. Now I want a divorce.
Wow.
I kind of get it.
He's like, you slut.
I kind of get it. I mean, look, I'm not
you
trying
to... You got dicked down by your uncle?
If your wife gets raped, I mean, how do you, like...
When she's a kid?
I'm like, yo, just kill her. I can't deal with this.
Bruh.
What am I going to do?
When she's a kid, that has nothing...
All right, it's a separate thing.
You mean
thing.
Okay, if you are with your wife,
I'm with my wife
now.
Some guys pull her into a van. She's gone.
Right.
I'm a killer.
Bruh.
I'm not dealing with, how am I breaching the sex conversation after this? How long do you wait? How long do you wait to try to approach your wife for consensual sex after she's been brutally gang raped by a bunch of fucking Mexican bikers?
Might be a year.
I love this.
That's a lot.
Tell your special. No weed, no fucking your wife.
It makes perfect sense. Lady, you're with her, you got your wife. She comes to you. She's like, hey, I got cancer. You're like, well, that's the end of this relationship.
It really is.
Like, what am I supposed to stick around and bring you to the hospital?
Yeah.
And
that would be, that's what, if my wife got raped today, I would, July 12th, right after my special, I was like, we can celebrate.
Right.
We can celebrate after the special, maybe?
Until then, like, get over it, I guess.
I mean, if she got raped when she was a kid.
Can I read you the letter?
What'd you say?
Yeah, read the
letter. Please read the letter.
Okay. Dear Abby, I have been married 27 years.
Can I have more coffee?
With two kids. Dom, can you get him a coffee, please? My wife recently...
Can you make it two?
And Maddie, two, please. My wife recently revealed to me that she was raped when she was 14, but said it wasn't violent. She also said she had several adult partners when she was 15 and 16. We had discussed our past prior to marriage, and these things weren't mentioned.
So she didn't talk. So he's probably more mad about the other partners that she lied about instead of the...
She was 15.
What?
I mean...
What does that mean?
That means it's like she said he had adult. She had adult. So it's not really partners. It's like an adult fucking a high schooler.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying he. It's not. It's like
she had adult partners
when she was in high school.
Yeah, it says
yeah,
when she was
15.
So the official rape was when she was 14. But then she had several adult partners when she was 15 and 16.
Oh, several adult partners,
which is technically rape.
Okay, I understand that.
That's what I'm saying. So, would you get mad?
I'm not. You want things to be disclosed up front, right? You don't. I understand. If she lied to him, I understand feeling betrayed. And I understand being like, well, what else are you lying about? Mm-hmm. Like, there's like, you have this, like, and maybe it's fucked up, whatever else it is. Well, how did he find out?
It just said she recently revealed it to him.
My takeaway would be that she couldn't live without being honest to me. Right. I've, you know, like that's the thing. Like my takeaway wouldn't be like, it is years later. They have kids. So there's some nuance here.
Oh, true. But maybe she's ashamed.
You're with a guy, yeah. Right? And then
hypothetically, you're
with a guy. And he tells you that when he was a teenager, mm-hmm. He was sexually assaulted.
Right.
But this is years later, and he never mentioned it before, maybe lied about
Maddie's
it before.
Maddie's like, oh, so you're not a real man.
Yeah. I'd be like, men can't get raped. You fucker.
You fag.
I'd be like, oh, okay, that sucks.
You're saying you couldn't protect yourself against a priest? Get the fuck out of here.
Seriously.
I need more out of my husband.
You know, all you need is some garlic cloves and a cross. Yeah. No, those are vampires. Yeah. Never mind.
I don't know. I'd be like, oh, that sucks. Sorry.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't think I would jump to a divorce.
If I got a kid, you're not divorcing if you got a kid. But it is a little bit like, yo, why would you tell me this? Now you're fucking, now I have to deal with it.
Sounds like the guy
wanted So instead
out.
Of her just, no, man, I know that sounds harsh, but right. Now I feel kind of raped.
I think she's embarrassed. She's probably embarrassed.
She should be.
Yeah.
What was she wearing?
Probably like
a schoolgirl uniform.
A backpack.
She's like a Dora the Explorer t-shirt.
Yeah. No. No repo.
That's the other thing that's happened now that I stopped smoking. I have like, every time I cough, it feels like all of the years of smoke is coming out of it.
Yeah.
And I wasn't having that a few days ago while I was smoking.
Interesting.
It is interesting. Mm. Very interesting.
Are you up in your workout game too? Now, if you're not smoking, is it?
Last night I took a Unisom sleep gel because I had trouble sleeping the night before. So last night I took a Unisom, and then I woke up this morning and I felt like I was boxing underwater.
Oh.
It wasn't good.
Oh, okay.
So I think I have to choose sleep or exercise.
Well, you'll be able to sleep.
Eventually.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Without the weed.
I hope so.
God, I think not smoking weed elevates your workout game.
No, of course it will. Yeah. It's testosterone as well. That was the other side of it as well. I'm trying to raise my testosterone. I can't wait to go see. If my testosterone is not fucking raised after all the shit I've been doing when I go back to the doctor... Ooh, I'm going to do nothing about it. I mean, what am I going to do?
Ooh.
I'm just going to go, ooh,
I'm gonna go,
like
ooh.
A little beta bitch. Like a little T. Ooh.
What is that? Why do you want more T? What's the... What's going on?
To have more energy in the gym. To have
okay.
energy in the bedroom. To overall, you know, build more muscle. Okay, to be the best version of myself.
Stupid question. So
I was going to, and my doctor was like, stop drinking, stop smoking weed. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to put you on testosterone. I'm not prescribing you testosterone.
Doctor sucks.
No, he was good. I appreciated him. I really did. Because if he would have prescribed it to me, I would be putting needles into my fucking body right now.
Yeah,
and I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
What about, how's your tea?
I don't know. I never got it tested, but.
I think you get your tea tested if you just get blood work every year. I think they have that they have it in your chart.
I have health insurance and haven't seen a doctor in about 6 years.
Really?
Yeah.
That's insane, Robbie. You're getting to an age where you do have to start going to the doctor.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Probably would be a good idea.
And I'm the same. Are you you're a hypochondriac, right? You said that before.
No, I more just don't like bills.
You don't like bills. You're a Jew.
I don't like going to a doctor and then they run some tests. They never have solutions and they just always send me bills. I don't like them.
Yeah, 2 weeks later.
Do you have insurance?
Yeah, but whatever, it's just never seems covered. Robbie, it seems like there's always some other bill.
Stop. I'm
there
letting you know.
There's always another bill.
There's always
just
another bill.
Don't open your mail. Don't open the mail.
That's not a bad move.
Yeah. Oops, I moved.
I probably should get some basic blood work done, but I say that every year. Maybe this year. I don't know.
I used to be really paranoid about going to the doctor, and now... I shouldn't say that because what will happen is I'm like, oh, I love the doctor. And then 6 months will pass. And then I start getting paranoid. Then I convince myself that I have cancer and AIDS. Mm-hmm. And then the week that I have to go get blood work, I'm freaking the fuck out. Mm-hmm.
My insurance isn't cheap, too.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. No, I never go. I have even had like injuries this year. I don't go. You just work it out.
I feel like I got to use it. If I don't use my insurance throughout the year, I start to fucking cut myself. I'll fucking throw myself downstairs.
Yeah.
I'm going to use my insurance.
I'm using that shit. Yeah.
I don't like doctors.
If you go to the hospital a lot, do your premiums go up like when you get into car accidents?
I have no idea.
Not really, because of they got rid of the pre-existing conditions.
Yeah.
So for the most part, the insurance companies, everyone's premiums have gone up because they just changed the system.
It's all fucked up, man. Yeah. These people are terrible. Yeah, I mean, look, that guy fucking, you know, what are you going to do? He wants a divorce. He's going to divorce this poor woman. Is she hot, Shannon? Maybe she could be in the contest.
Yeah, she probably got fat. That's probably the real story.
It's Missouri, if that helps too.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't. Shannon, we didn't plug the contest.
Oh yeah, and the lookalike contest.
The lookalike contest isn't really a contest. The lookalike contest is if you look like me or Zach or any of the people from the show, send us your image, and if we think it's funny, we'll show it on the show. It's not really a contest.
No, but
the contest just sounded more interesting than who looks like something. I want to hear what the contest is.
So I was invited to. Colin Trull's wedding.
Yeah.
And I need a date. So we're having a contest.
For the biggest cunt? The loudest, nastiest lady?
She's got to be cool. She's got to be a great wedding date. We're just calling all women cunts. We're sort of using that as a...
I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah,
okay.
We're using that as sort of like an umbrella
for
descriptor.
For all women. Yeah. Like this could be a gorgeous... This could be the love of your life, but...
This is my grandma.
It's kind of like...
My grandma's a cunt. They're all cunts.
They're all cunts.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, sir, she's serving cunt. Who's serving cunt the most that Lewis can go to Colin's wedding?
Yeah, so I'm going to go to Colin's wedding. If you want to join the contest, lewisandzach@gmail.com, a 1 to 2 minute video describing why you'd be the perfect date to Colin Trull's wedding. And lots of famous comedians going to be at this wedding. Colin is a real climber.
I'm going.
Yeah, so it's going to
Yeah, he's a climber.
Yeah.
You'll see everyone there. You'll see Rich Voss. Yep. You'll see Esty. You'll see Patrick from the stand.
It's true. All right, let's see. We'll do one more story before we get out of here. I got to go to the regs here in a minute. Shannon, but let me see this little girl throwing a tantrum and trashing the Walmart. That seems fun.
It's your strange child, Lewis.
Maybe.
Good.
Let's see.
I hit play.
Sure you did, Shannon.
Let me refresh it. Give me 1 second.
Damn it.
It was just starting. God damn it.
It's all right.
It's freaking out.
It's all right. Don't worry about it. You're good. You're doing really good here.
So, by the way, Jamie has not, Josta has not moved at all.
Wow.
He's stuck.
Wow. It was going to be quite the fucking show today. What a weird, like, mix of people.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's very different. Everyone's in, but it's still fun. We're having a great show. But hopefully Jamie's okay. Go ahead, Shannon, show me this.
You can find this without her face blurred out.
Oh, I saw this. It's just throwing shit everywhere.
And she's doing it like the... Like the lady from, you can find a longer version of
this.
No,
it's stopped on its own.
She's trashing it like Willy Wonka, like the rich girl.
Yeah.
Oh, Violet?
Was that,
I want a pony. I want to know.
Well, she's a child, so I wouldn't want to show her face anyway, but that's okay.
And then you gotta get to the when the white lady starts yelling at everyone to let her do what
is this a black child?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a black child. Now white people are let her do what she's doing.
Yeah, and then some black guy just picks her up.
Let's see. And nobody knows whose child this is.
No.
She be looting the place.
I mean, her hands look white. Anthony Cumia is jerking off to this video right now. He loves this.
Yeah.
He's like, say, look, even as children, you can't teach him.
Exactly.
They said, don't touch her.
They're saying they don't. You don't know what she's going through. Like, give her space.
Who's having a conversation? Fucking security. Whoa.
Not the sparkling grape juice.
Whoa.
She threw the sparkling at Slater.
What is the debate here?
Where's the parents?
Is there a debate that you shouldn't stop her? You don't know what she's going through? Are you out of your fucking mind?
I'll be putting her in handcuffs.
Yeah, I would have speared her into the watermelons. She would have been ahead. She'd be like, yeah.
Yay.
That's crazy. I will say I'm blessed. My son happens to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
He really is.
Gotta have a good.
He's just
good
a five. I can count on one hand. I can't even remember a single time where he's had a meltdown in public or at home.
Good.
Had a tantrum, talked back to me. I mean, he's getting a little like snarky now, but it's not even like he talks back. He's being a smart ass.
Yeah.
Like
different.
he's trying to be funny. He's like being ball busty almost. You know what I'm saying? So once in a while he'll say something. I'm like, James, I'm your father. What are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm just messing around. Like, it's like sort of like that is sort of the energy. Yeah. But yeah, he's never once ever. Never publicly cried, never wanted a toy or a candy bar, and I said no, and he was like, I've never told him no.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Dan, can I have the king-size Snickers?
The boy's never been told no.
Yeah, but...
That's him.
Oh.
That's him when he was a baby.
Yeah, and no.
All right. We're going to wrap it. This is fun. You guys are the shit, man. Thank you guys for being here.
It's been lit as fuck.
So fun. This is a new energetic, sober Lewis. I feel like I am a little bit sharper.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm fucking, like a fucking knife cutting right through the night.
Cutting.
So you guys are the shit. Please go support Maddie and Robbie the Fire and everything that they do. And we'll be back on Friday with another amazing exclusive episode. We already taped it, so Zach will be here on Friday. And until then, good night. Lewis and Zach are back. Lewis and Zach are back. Lewis and Zach are back. When they making noise.